Thanks for joining us. Here now is Darlene Sailor with this week's encouraging words. Today's program is titled, How to Avoid Infidelity.
The affair. It sneaked up on both of them. She said she had no idea it could ever happen to them. He said he had no idea how he found himself in this situation, yet temptation came, and he gave in to it. Afterwards, they both asked themselves, how did this happen to us? Actually, when you look back, there were warning signs, but they figured, we have a good marriage. This could never happen to us. But it did. Okay, can the rest of us learn from their experience? What were some of the warning signs? First, their time together decreased drastically. Conflicting work schedules led to different sleep schedules. Outside activities took them in opposite directions. Then there was major increased stress in their lives. Health problems, radical financial problems, big problems in the lives of their children. Hey, I bet you're thinking, you're describing our lives. Doesn't everybody have these problems? Yes, most couples do. But there was one warning sign they didn't see, and that was their complacent attitude toward all these warning signs. Complacency was the straw that broke the camel's back, and the affair took place. A marriage can withstand almost any stress if the couple determines to let the stress push them closer to each other rather than let it come between them. When two people begin to live separate lives under the same roof, warning lights should go off and sirens sound. The Bible uses a phrase to describe the marriage relationship that I especially like. It's the phrase, coming together. You find it in 1 Corinthians chapter 7. Coming together in marriage is meant to be much more than just a physical act. It represents the relationship itself. In your marriage, no matter what problems you face, face them together. Pray together. Talk together. Together you can find God's solutions and avoid the pitfall of infidelity.
You've been listening to Darlene Sailor's Encouraging Words. For more information on the program, visit Guidelines International Ministries at guidelines.org.